In a statement released yesterday, State Department spokesperson Ned Price said, "The United States expresses our deep concern over the January 30 release of Abdelraouf Abou Zeid, one of the individuals convicted of the 2008 murders of our colleagues John Granville and Abdelrahman Abbas. Abdelraouf Abou Zeid remains a specially designated global terrorist." The statement further denies claims by Sudanese officials that the release was agreed to by the United States government as part of Sudanese government settlement of victims' claims in connection with Sudan's removal from the state sponsors of terrorism list in 2020. Sudanese diplomatic sources told South Sudan in Focus that the compensation for the family of Granville was covered in a $335 million settlement in 2020, where Sudan paid survivors and victims' families from attacks, including the 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania by Al-Qaeda, which was backed by Sudan's longtime president Omar al-Bashir. Following the settlement, the Trump administration removed Sudan from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list. Senior associate of the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Cameron Hudson, says, although Sudan paid compensation to Granville's family, the lack of transparency in the process that led to the release of Abou Zeid raises questions about justice.
Sudan paid compensation to the families of John Granville and his driver. That is true, and that was part of the deal to remove Sudan from the terrorism list. That did not, at the same time, obviate the need for Sudan to hold this person accountable. And so I think the question is, why was this person released now?
South Sudan in Focus reached out to Sudan's acting Attorney General Khalifa Ahmed for clarification on why Abou Zeid was freed, but Ahmed said he has no knowledge of the circumstances surrounding Abou Zeid's release by a Sudanese court on Monday. Cameron says the release of Abou Zeid without transparent due process is an insult to his family and the United States.
They did not understand how this would be perceived in Washington. And that has been a defining feature of Sudan's behavior over the past 30 years, that it commits these offenses, which it never seems to understand will be an offense in Washington. And it is, and it sets back the relationship. And so, I view this as in fact very consistent with a whole history of missteps by military regimes in Sudan that don't understand the implications of their actions.
The Department of State says it will continue to seek clarification from Sudanese authorities about the move. Again, Cameron Hudson.
The United States government would never trade accountability for the murder of one of its diplomats for a few million dollars. That's blood money, and the United States would not accept, blood money for the release of someone who we've defined as a terrorist. We've said that these people are terrorists.
Hudson says the U.S. has every reason to be deeply concerned by this development and should continue pressing Sudanese authorities for an explanation. Price said in his Wednesday statement that the department's Rewards for Justice program, managed by the Diplomatic Security Service, has a current reward offer of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest and or conviction of Muhammad Makawi Ibrahim Muhammad or Abdul Basit Al-Haj Al-Hassan Haj Hamad, two other individuals responsible for the murders of U.S. Agency for International Development employees John Granville and Abdelrahman Abbas. Granville and Abbas were shot and killed by gunmen while driving home from a New Year's Eve party at the British Embassy in Khartoum in 2008. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.